Goals and missions and objectives are nice, but how you plan to actually achieve them, otherwise known as strategy paired with a logical set of tactics, is how things actually get done. As Napoleon Hill once wrote, action is the real measure of intelligence. So now that we know our MSD prevention strategy is systematic and continuous, identification and reduction of all MSD risk factors, we need to pair the strategy with a logical set of tactics and then take action. Following are 8 tactics to include in your MSD prevention plan. Remember, there is no magic bullet tactic you can implement that automatically takes all risk away. These tactics need to be implemented together in a cohesive process over the long run for the best results. Tactic number 1, ergonomics. The ergonomics process identifies ergonomic risk factors, objectively quantifies them, and then puts engineering and administrative controls in place. The ergonomics process is about making sure your workplace athletes are in a safe and productive work environment within their physical capabilities. It is important to view ergonomics as a continuous improvement process instead of a one-time event. Ergonomics is about systematically making cost-effective workplace improvements to reduce injury risk and improve productivity and product quality. Tactic number 2, pre-shift warm-up. Just as you benefit from stretching and warm-up exercises in your day-to-day life, companies and their team members both benefit from a warm-up stretching program. Pre-shift stretching and warm-up exercises reduce the risk of musculoskeletal injuries by reducing fatigue, improving muscular balance and posture, and improving muscle coordination. Tactic number 3, job rotation. Job rotation is the structured interchange of workers between different jobs, requiring workers to rotate between different workstations or jobs at certain time intervals. Job rotation increases the variety of tasks required as the worker takes on more duties, enlarging the physical demands and adding variety to the job. The objective is to provide a consistent and systematic method of developing formal job rotations that are based on the requirements of the jobs being rotated. It's important to remember that job rotation alone does not change the risk factors present in the workplace. It only distributes the risk factors more evenly across a larger group of people. While the risk for some individuals will be reduced, the risk for other employees may be increased due to the new exposure to different and sometimes higher risk job demands. While job rotation is an effective control measure for jobs that have been identified as problem or high risk jobs, it is not desirable that MSD risk factors are hidden by administrative controls. Obviously, ergonomic problems should be addressed and fixed whenever possible. With the above caution being stated, it's equally important to recognize that the many great benefits to implementing job rotation in the workplace. Tactic number 4, return to work and work conditioning. Employees returning to work after an extended period of time away from work are at increased risk of re-injury or developing an MSD. A progressive return-to-work program is a proactive process used by an employer to help employees successfully return to work after extended time off work due to injury. Short-term modification of the work schedule and/or job duties can be implemented for the following reasons. 1. To accommodate restrictions imposed by the employee's treating physician under a workers' compensation claim. 2. Proactively, even if the returning employee doesn't have any physician-imposed restriction. Modifications will vary based on company rules related to return to work and job assignments, the type of injury, the employee's present physical ability and limitations, their skills, and pre-injury job responsibilities. A team approach is needed to implement a progressive return to work plan. Team members include the employee, the medical provider, the safety and/or HR manager, the employee's supervisor, and the on-site athletic trainer. This team should together agree to establish and document the progressive return to work plan prior to implementation. Keep in mind that a progressive return to work is a short-term program, not a permanent accommodation of a disability. An employee returning to the physical demands of work after an injury or extended time off is really no different than an athlete returning to the physical demands of sport. Use the workplace athlete philosophy and approach to develop a return-to-work program that utilizes functional progression to safely and effectively return employees to work without significant risk of re-injury. Free weights, company fitness equipment, job simulations, and alternate duty assignments can be utilized for the purpose of conditioning the workplace athlete for effective and safe physical performance and return to work. Tactic number 5, education. People are at the center of every successful worksite initiative. Your training needs to ensure that your people have the knowledge and skills necessary to carry out their designated role in the MSD prevention process. Your engineers and facilities staff need an understanding of ergonomic design principles. Your team members out on the shop floor need to understand proper body mechanics, how to warm up for work, and how to physically recover from each workday. Your safety and ergonomics team needs to learn how to cost-justify workplace improvements and build a sustainable ergonomics process. MSD prevention education and skill development will play a major role in the long-term success of your program. Tactic number 6, early intervention. Musculoskeletal disorders are the result of an accumulation of multiple risk factors over a period of time. When a worker exhibits the first signs of developing a musculoskeletal condition, an intervention is needed to correct causative risk factors before the issue becomes a full-blown injury that requires medical evaluation and treatment. This proactive injury prevention strategy is called early intervention. Early intervention encourages employees to seek and utilize self-help advice from injury prevention specialists before reaching a point where pain develops and functional capacity is affected to the extent that medical treatment is required. For an early intervention strategy to be effective, employees need to have a clear way to report early signs of fatigue and discomfort that can be addressed in time to prevent the injury, and they should feel encouraged by their peers and the company management to do so. The department supervisor is often in the best position to receive an employee's early report, but employees should also feel comfortable reporting to other managers, such as production managers, health and safety managers, and HR managers. Managers should be instructed to receive early reports from employees with positive body and verbal language that communicates, "Hey, I'm really glad that you told me about this issue. We want to help you. We'll get you the help that you need right away." Once the issue is reported, injury prevention tools should be readily available to the employee through an experienced on-site athletic trainer, or what we call an injury prevention specialist. Tactic number 7. Establishing a culture of MSD prevention. Management should take the lead in both words and actions, with a steadfast focus on accident prevention and extending a message of safety and health beyond the workplace. Keeping employees and their families safe and healthy at work and home needs to become an integral part of the organization's DNA. When employees see management accepting responsibility and building a culture of prevention and wellness, they are more likely to accept responsibility for adopting good health and safety habits themselves. Successful health and safety programs adopt a whole person strategy for injury and illness prevention, building a culture of prevention by integrating a good mix of organizational activities and programs designed to support healthy lifestyles along with workplace hazard elimination. Tactic number 8, evaluating the MSD prevention process. You want a cost-effective and sustainable process that yields tangible results. At Ergonomics Plus, we use monthly reports and a comprehensive annual audit to ensure you are on track to meet your goals. It's vitally important to measure progress and keep track every step of the way. When things are going well, make sure to publicly celebrate that success to continue building buzz and goodwill for the program. But we're on a journey to zero MSDs. We can't afford the luxury of being satisfied. That is why we always work hard to continuously improve the process and drive down injury risk. What's coming up next in MSD Prevention 101? The next lesson is titled, The Journey to Zero MSDs, How to Put It All Together. It's a webinar, and you'll learn how to match your comprehensive MSD prevention strategy with a proven set of tactics into a complete process that systematically drives down MSD risk in your workplace. I'll see you then.